Good afternoon, the Exotic Sam. This is Emily. Good, thanks. How are you? No, you're up. Yeah. No, that's all good. I'll pop you on hold and I'll just go grab him. That's okay.
That's fair enough. Totally understand, eh? Look, we could try to give him some like antibiotic injections and some like heart medication. Like we can, then even really medication I could give him for his heart would just be one that helps his heart contract a bit better. The issue with like giving him medication that removes fluid off his chest is it actually will actually reduce the amount of fluid in his own heart that he pumps through, which actually will like shrink his heart in the fluid sac, which actually will make his heart worse. So I can't actually give him medication that removes fluid from his body. I know he's had a shot last night of it, but like it's contraindicated. Now we know a bit more. But that's it. Like I could put him on some oral heart meds and some injections and give him 24 hours and see if he picks up at all. Like I don't mind doing that, Kim, but I'm just not going to promise you anything, honestly, just because it's what we know. But we can try. But yeah, I think we're probably having the same conversation tomorrow. But you know, if you'd like to try for him, you can. It's probably about $300 or so for that extra 24 hours. Yeah, and the hospitalization fee, yeah. Yeah, we would just have to tailor it. Like, we would probably do antibiotics as well. Like, if one of them works, we have to say, okay, well, what's it going to be? You know, I'd probably just do it for a couple of weeks and we're just going back for an X-ray and take them off the antibiotics and see what happens. But that's it. Like, I think that's probably best case scenario. Look, I would say I recommend euthanasia. I'd say this is an option, you know, like, I guess like it's, you know, like I'd like to be hopeful too, Kim, but the mass and the changes there, just yeah, you know, like I guess that's the thing. The thing is like with the fluid on the heart, technically it's actually an emergency, like a medical emergency. Like his heart is just really struggling, so it's like so severely serious, hey. But like I'm happy to try, Kim, and I'll let you know if look he's really suffering. He's definitely like uncomfortable and. You know, if you've ever felt like short of breath, that's probably how he's feeling. You know, like he's a bit stressed. I wouldn't say necessarily he's painful, but I think he's probably just struggling a little bit just to breathe. And so that's a little bit stressful for him. So I think that's okay. But yeah, if you'd like to do that, we can try for sure. And I can start the injections now, and I can give you another update in the morning tomorrow. Yeah, I know it's a really hard decision to make. Like, I guess in a sense we're lucky. We already know so much about him that the decision is, you know, it's definitely warranted, Kim. Like, it's not, you know, cutting him short of anything. Like, we just know where he's heading, you know. So it is actually a kind option and a good option for him too. But yeah, I do appreciate it's really hard. But yeah, look, I mean, you're welcome to come in this afternoon and come and see him too if you want. You know, you come and visit him and just hold him for a little bit and spend some time with him. And, you know, we can, like, start the medications now if you want to pop in and see him. And if you feel like you change your mind, like, no, let's just euthanize him before we wait, that's fine as well. But if you just want to spend some time with him, we can do that. Yeah, it's okay. Okay, well, did you want to come and visit him today? What sort of time do you think you could come in this afternoon? Yeah, sure. Awesome. I've just got that on the schedule, so I'll have the room free for you. I technically have consultations, but I can just pop my head in if you want to ask me any questions or anything like that. But I'll let the girls know, I'll get them to start some meds. Okay. All right. No worries. I'll see you in about an hour or so. I'll see you then.